Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
This is 95.5 WSB, Atlanta's news and talk. And this is Atlanta, the food, the wine, the entertainment, the lifestyle. This is Belinda Skelton's Atlanta Living.
Brought to you by Marietta Plastic Surgery.
And welcome back to the second hour of Atlanta Living. I'm your host, Belinda Skelton. And I'm on at my normal time, 1 to 3 on Saturday, because Georgia has a bye week
this week.
So it feels so weird to be with you on Saturday, 1 to 3. But we're with David Danzig in the studio today, and we're taking your calls at 404-872-0750. And we're doing my favorite show, Restaurant Matchmaking. And that's where you call in and tell us something you're looking for. Say, you know, I had this Brunswick stew one time, and it was so good. And you describe it to us, and we'll find the restaurant that has the closest match that we possibly can. Or maybe you had this perfect pot roast, and we'll try to find that for you. Or Southern cooking, or a vegetarian restaurant, or the closest thing where we can match you up with something that you have a hankering for.
Yeah.
Or maybe you have a restaurant that you would like to share with us, a neighborhood restaurant that you want to tell us about.
Yeah.
And we have found some great restaurants through listeners sharing their Diamond in the Rough restaurants with us. And you can do so at 404-872-0750. And all the restaurants that we have talked about on the show today, don't worry about pulling over, writing them down, memorizing them. They're on David's website, bitesandinsights.net. So those will be there. He's feverishly typing and talking, and I don't know how you're doing it.
And eating.
And eating at the same time. So you are multitasking.
I am.
To the nth degree. And we're going to finish up Teresa in Kingston's call. She wanted a great Reuben sandwich, but she wanted it in the suburbs.
Yes. Well, the exurbs, more like it.
I mean, yeah.
Cartersville. But,
Cartersville.
No, Teresa, I was looking on the break, and I haven't been there, but I definitely heard about a place up there. It's called Sweet Market Deli, and it's spelled S-W-H-E-A-T, like a chaff of wheat. So Sweet Market Deli, I've heard it's good, and there's a beautiful picture of a Reuben sandwich right on the website. And so that would be my recommendation if you can't come in and try Goldberg's or Little Star Provisions or the General Muir here near me.
Oh, well, thank you.
Yes.
Yes, and I think I know that word. That might be on the Main Street.
Main Street, yep,
yeah,
exactly.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, try them.
But I got to tell you about a restaurant that's opened up here in Kingston.
Okay.
And it's on Facebook.
Okay.
And it's called Amigos.
Two Amigos, not Three Amigos.
Two.
One of them left, so there's only two now. Okay.
And she's from Chicago, actually.
Okay.
And she's come down for the warmer weather and wants to stay here, too.
I don't blame her.
And she insists on authentic ingredients.
Okay.
Like the mojitos. I think I said that right.
Mm-hmm.
Where the cactus leaves are in it. They have the deep fried green onions.
Okay.
And it's with the peppers and the other onions, and it's got the chorizo, and it's got shrimp,
okay,
chicken, beef, and some pork, I think, too.
Okay.
And it's all with a put, and it's served in the bowls, the authentic bowls.
Yeah.
Lava bowls, and the fajitas. Oh, when they come out, they are just, it's eating in there is sort of like when the food comes out, it smells so good.
Do you know what region or what the influence is? I'm on the Facebook page, but there's not a lot of information, but it sounds wonderful.
It is. Like I said, she would have a Mexican cheese.
Okay.
And it's she's got, I don't know which way she would typify it, but
yeah. Okay.
That's where I'm going for supper tonight.
Well,
all
good.
Right, sounds good. Well,
yeah.
Thank you for the tip.
I'll put a couple things up on my website, Bites and Sites, some links if anybody wants to check it out. Two Amigos.
Yeah, and on Railroad Street in Kingston.
Thank you so much.
Thank you so much, Teresa. We appreciate the call. And we are going from there to Kathy in Noonan. We are taking your call. This is Kathy in Noonan. You're on WSB.
Hello.
Hi, darling. How are you?
I'm good. I'm trying to find a reasonable steakhouse or restaurant that has béarnaise sauce. It seems like almost impossible to find béarnaise sauce. I like the sauce better than the meat, so I don't want Ruth Chris or something. It's too expensive. I'd rather have the sauce and whatever beef they have.
Well, therein lies the problem with the price point, because that's a good one. I have a place I love that has an incredible béarnaise sauce. It's actually a yuzu pepper based béarnaise sauce. It's a steakhouse. There's one in Roswell. There's one in Buckhead. It's called Little Alley Steak. Mm. The one in Buckhead is this palatial, incredible, beautiful. It's one of the larger restaurants in the city, and it's just magnificent. They've probably got easily 1,000 of these Edison Watt bulbs hanging throughout the restaurant. It's just sort of this experiential place, and the meats are from Chicago, a place called Meats by Lens, and they do an incredible béarnaise sauce. I would not put it in the budget category. It's just what a steakhouse charges right now. So
yeah.
Béarnaise sauce.
How do you spell that? Little and then
A-L-L? E-Y, like going down an alley. Little Alley Steakhouse. I'll put up a link on bitesandsites.net, my website. But it's just not going to be, if your price point, if Ruth's Chris is expensive and, we used to have Sizzler here and I think they had béarnaise sauce.
No, I don't need it. Sizzler's a little too far down.
That's too far down.
But Ruth Chris is just outrageous. I think it's
okay.
Ridiculous.
Well, you might find Little Alley in that they're sort of in that category. I mean, it's just steak it's the prices fluctuate, but I know right now, just the cost that the restaurants pay for meat. I don't know if they have béarnaise sauce, but Marlowe's Tavern to me is that great sweet spot in the middle. Restaurant, and I don't know if they. I'm on their website right now. I'm trying to see, but they do have center cut fillets, and it's to me Marlowe's is not the Ruth's Chris, Little Alley, Chops, top tier. They're definitely not the Sizzler. I find their prices to be always very good value.
Yeah.
I'll have to look on that, but that would be a suggestion for that middle of the line steak experience. I don't see. I'm not sure if they have that sauce, but you know what? Swing for the fences one day. Just save up your money. Don't go out to lunch. Skip Starbucks a few days and check out Little Alley Steak, Roswell or Buckhead. Those are really it's a special place, and that béarnaise sauce there, I can promise you, will be worth the fare.
Okay. And your website is what is it called?
It's Bites, like B-I-T-E-S, the letter N. S-I-T-E-S, bitesandsites.net.
Okay.
And I'll update that. I've got a little lag time here, but I'm updating as we go along, so.
Okay, and I just went to a Mexican place for lunch.
Yeah.
I don't even know where I was, to be honest with you. I think it's near Buckhead. I followed Clark Howard's advice and went to some computer place up in Marietta. So I went to a place called Bar Taco.
Oh, yeah.
Sure.
It was on Atlanta Eats, the TV show, and it was excellent.
Yeah.
Great.
It was Yeah. I was very pleased with
sort
that.
Sort of a West Coast vibe. Very, very cool place.
Yeah, they have great margaritas.
Ah.
They did.
All right. You'll attest to that.
Good for you,
we don't have places like that down in Noonan. So, you know, it's nice to go up to the city every once in a while and get something a little better.
Well, yeah.
Excellent. Good for you. Okay, I hope you visit Little Alley's at some point, okay?
Okay. Thanks
All right.
so much.
Thank you, darling. Okay, thanks for holding. Okay, it's 17 minutes after 2 o'clock. I've tried to make a Bernaise sauce. Total failure.
Yeah, so it's not easy.
So whatever you have to pay for it is worth it.
Yeah, that sort of comes hand in glove, I think. And steaks are just, you know, talk to a restaurateur. To ask them how hard it is to make a margin on a good quality steak. And, yeah, so...
So save your pennies, like David said.
Yeah.
It's going to be worth it. For a special occasion...
Yeah, go big. Really,
life is
short. Yes.
There you go. Pinch poke, you owe me a coke.
Okay.
Okay, it is 17 minutes after 2 o'clock. We're going to take a break. You're listening to Atlanta Living, only on 95.5 WSB.
It's Scott Slade. Did you know you can listen to Belinda Skelton on Saturdays on your Amazon Echo and Dot? And me too, weekday mornings. Just say, Alexa, play WSB, and we're on. 95.5 WSB, Atlanta's news and talk. Here's Belinda.
Hey, thank you, Scott. Welcome back to Atlanta Living. Listen, after the next break, I'm giving away an incredible weekend prize pack, so stay listening, because you are going to want to be, I'll just tell you, the third caller. I always do the third caller.
You want to tell people to take it easy or take it to the limit or
maybe travel to California.
Yeah, or watch a tequila sunrise.
Maybe
give them a hint what the prize is.
Yeah, maybe
check into the Hotel California.
That would be something along those lines.
But don't tell them what it is.
I won't.
Okay.
But you know, get your dialing fingers ready.
Caller three,
but not yet.
Right.
Okay. So we are doing restaurant matchmaking with David Danzig. And if you are intrigued by any restaurant that you have heard, you can check out David's website at sites.net.
Yes.
See how I did that?
That was perfect.
Very clear?
Very clear.
And concise?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, we're going back to the phone lines and speak with Randy in Woodstock. Randy, thank you, sweetheart, for holding on so long. I'm sorry about
that. Absolutely. I'm really enjoying the show, so I don't mind listening.
Thank you.
Good. How can we help you?
Hey, listen, I'll make it really short. I lived in Houston, Texas for 3 years going to college out there. And, of course, as we all know, that's like the Mexican food capital of the world.
Tex-Mex.
Man, there was some sandwiches out there called tortas that I really, really loved. We used to go there for lunch all the time and go get torta sandwiches. And I can't for the life of me find a good torta in Atlanta. I live up in Woodstock, but I frequent downtown a lot. So pretty much anywhere you tell me to go, I'm going to go check out.
If you build it, he'll travel.
Yeah. So trying to think the the screener told us you were looking for the Mexican burgers. The tortas, yeah, there's some really good tortas, obviously, and if you're willing to come in, again, my knowledge is very close to, you know, close into town, and I get a lot of flack for that. I don't like to travel a lot, but there's a great new spot in town that Ford Fry, he's one of the premier restaurateurs. He's just got a bunch of cool stuff opened up. He's got a new place called the Little Ray. And I want to say I've had a torta. I'm just trying to verify. Yes, he's got a, crispy chicken that's on a brioche bun, jalapeno ranch. That place, Little Ray, it's in Piedmont Heights. And it is, and he's a Tex-Mex guy as well, Ford Fry. And
that's Cheshire Bridge and Piedmont.
Cheshire Bridge and Piedmont. And that is, their specialty is chicken al carbon. They do breakfast tacos. So if you're a Houston guy, you're used to just like amazing Tex-Mex. This place in town is called Little Ray. I absolutely think that would be a great place. Then there's another spot that doesn't, it's sort of under the radar. It's called Real Tacos, R R EAL Tacos, two R's, RREAL Tacos. It's in Midtown, and that chef is the man. And I'm just verifying here that they've got tortas as well. I'm pretty sure I've had a great torta there. It's called, anyway, it's RREAL Tacos. Right. It's in Midtown, right off Peachtree Street. It's sort of between Peachtree and Juniper. And I'm just trying to get their menu up. But, yeah, that's as quick as I could get there. But those two places, I think, will serve you well, my friend.
For sure. Thank you so much for your help.
You're welcome.
Okay, thank you so much for holding,
Randy.
Have a
great day, Randy.
Okay, you too, sweetheart. You're listening to 95.5 WSB. Coming up next, we're going to have the weekend prize pack. Stay tuned.
This is 95.5 WSB, Atlanta's news and talk. And this is Atlanta, the food, the wine, the entertainment, the lifestyle. This is Belinda Skelton's Atlanta Living.
Brought to you by Marietta Plastic Surgery.
And welcome back to Atlanta Living. I'm your host, Belinda Skelton. We only have 30 minutes left, David. Well, there we go.
No.
This 2 hours with you goes by so fast every time. Restaurant Matchmaking with David Danzig. And it's where we help you find your favorite food or you tell us about your favorite restaurant. But right now, I've been teasing you. Mm-hmm. It's time for the weekend prize pack. And so I'm ready to give away. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
Okay.
I mean, yes.
Okay. A pair of tickets to see the Eagles' third and final show in Atlanta on Tuesday, February the 11th.
That's awesome.
Wouldn't that be a great Valentine's gift?
February 11th, yeah.
Yeah. At State Farm Arena. Now, tickets are on sale now at Ticketmaster. If you don't win them, you can buy them at Ticketmaster.com. The band will perform Hotel California album in its entirety with accompanying orchestra and choir, followed by the set of their greatest hits. That is going to be a show to remember.
Yeah, no question.
No question. So, if you are the third caller to 404-741-0750, you are going to walk away with the pair of tickets to see the Eagles February the 11th at State Farm Arena. And John will take your call. Caller number 3-404-741-0750. Good luck. Happy dialing.
Yeah, that's spectacular. You know what else is spectacular? We touched on it at the beginning of the show. And now there's only about an hour and a half, a little less than an hour and a half, or two and a half hours. Zunzi's, there's a restaurant on the west, it's on Howell Mill and 75 towards town.
We say the west side is the best side.
The west side's the best side. Technically, it's on the east side, though, because it's right over the east side of 75, but it's, yeah, okay. So anyway, Zunzi's, it's a South African-inspired sandwich restaurant. It's next level. It's just one of the best. It started in Savannah. There's a second location here in Atlanta. They're just doing a customer appreciation day today. They're giving away their signature sandwich called the Conquistador right now until 5 o'clock. There are no strings attached. You do not have to mention WSB or Belinda or David. It's just walk in, say, I'd like the free Conquistador sandwich. They will hand you one of the most delicious sandwiches you've ever eaten. It's chicken sandwich on a baguette with incredible sauce. I'm telling you, it's next level, and they'll wish you well and hope you come back. But as Zunzi's, Zunzi's on Howell Mill, that's they're giving away. And we also had here in the studio where we've been eating some incredible lobster rolls from Crab 404 that just opened on Roswell Road, Sandy Springs area. And then we've also been eating the classic Woody's cheesesteaks. That's been around since the 80s or even maybe late 70s in Midtown. And they just opened a new location in Buckhead. If you want to try the new one in Buckhead, it is actually open till 4 a.m. tonight. Stagger in at 3:58 a.m. and say, I heard on WSB Radio, Belinda Skelton and David Danzig said, you'll give me 50% off. They will give you cheesesteak at 50% off. That's the new Woody's. It's on 45 Irby in Buckhead. And, you know, we just want to feed you. That's all we want to do.
And we want to make you happy and help you connect with your favorite restaurants and your favorite food.
Yes.
So that's what restaurant matchmaking is all about. And if you've heard us talk about a restaurant that piqued your interest, you will find that information on Bites, the letter insights.net.
Yes.
And let's go to the phone lines and speak with... let's see. Where is Steve? Steve is on 4. Steve in Snellville, you're on WSB. How are you today?
If I was doing any better, I'd be like you, rich and happy.
Oh, wow. We got part of that right.
Wow.
Steve, how are you, sweetheart?
I'm doing fantastic.
Good.
But I've been looking for this restaurant for years. And back in the day, there was Everybody's Pizza over by Emory University.
Emory, yeah. Everybody's.
Everybody knew it. Well, around the corner, there was a little place called Jagger's.
I remember and Jagger's.
They had the best pizza in the world. It was like they served it in these, they came out square, and the crust did not come out to the end, but it was like all crusty cheese. And it was so good. They went out of business. I found them again. They had moved about 5 miles away. They'd gone out of business.
I remember Jagger's and like George's and like all those great little on that little Virginia Highlands strip over there. That was you know, and by Emory, there was a lot of cool places there back in the 90s, probably. Earlier than that. there's a new pizza place in the old Fourth Ward that's been getting a lot of buzz. It's called Nina and Raffi. And
my boyfriend would sell his soul for that pizza.
one of the things that people are really buzzing about is they do a Detroit style. It's baked in a pan. It's square. It's just super rich and delicious and great toppings. But Nina and Raffi, that's getting kind of that unusual buzz. That's not just like, oh, it's a good neighborhood pizza place. It's people are driving, to find it.
The crust is the cheese, the crusty cheese,
yes.
Like the top of macaroni and cheese.
You just went to my heart.
Yeah.
Hopefully in a healthy way. Maybe take a statin go to the heart with that.
Yeah.
But I think Nina and Raffi's, and I'll put a link up on bitesandsites.net. Awesome. That place, and it's a neat location. I mean, it's just a fun area over there. You're right on the Beltline, and a lot of good energy. So check out Nina and Raffi's.
Okay, that's what I'm going to do.
Cool.
All right, baby. Have fun.
Appreciate you.
Walk there so you can walk some of it off, okay?
Yeah, this whole show has been brought to you by Lipitor or something like that. And we need to get a sponsor.
Quick Weight Loss Center.
We need a bunch of sponsors here. Yeah.
All right, Steve. Thanks for your call, sweetheart.
Thank you.
All right. Bye-bye. All right. Yeah, that is... I mean, Andy loves that pizza. And if you...
Yeah.
I mean, even reheated in the oven, it is... to die for.
Yeah. I mean, life, you know, like you said, I mean, we want to connect, find your happy place.
And if
eating is that, then
go for it.
Do it right.
All right. Norma in Fayetteville, you're on WSB. How are you today?
I'm fine. Thank you.
Good. How can we help you?
I would like to know where there is a good, authentic, really good Italian restaurant around the Atlanta area. I'm from Chicago and I can't find good Italian food down here.
I've taken a little umbrage at that. There's some incredible Italian down here. I'm sorry you've been struggling.
I haven't found them.
Well, okay, so there's a lot of qualifiers on this. You want good and classic, right? So probably not something modern. Do you like an old school, maybe even something that's, you know, been around for a long, long time that's clearly tried and true? Or, well,
I don't want the modern Italian version, you know?
Yes. Okay. Well, I've got two that are truly fit the definition of, old school.
Okay.
One is on Cheshire Bridge Road, and it's been family owned. I'm trying to think of their origin. I mean, it's 51 years old. They haven't been in this location for 51 years. It moved at one point, but it's been on Cheshire Bridge probably for 40 plus years, and they're absolutely delightful. It's called Nino's, Nino's.
So good.
Nino's Cucina Italiana. And Nino, has now his daughter and son-in-law run it, and you walk in there and you feel like you're in the Lower East Side of New York. It feels so warm and inviting and friendly. Mm. The staff has been there forever. The food is impeccable, and it's like going home. It really is. So Nino's Cucina Italiana. That's okay. One. And then the other just must do is a place called La Grotta. And that is on Peachtree Street in Buckhead. And okay. La Grotta may be 40 or 50 years old as well. Have you been to that one?
I have not. My son has been to that.
Did he like it?
He says it's wonderful.
Okay. Yes. Those two, you will... they really are exceptionally authentic and special. They've been around 40, 50 years for a reason. And every time I go, I just marvel at how they reproduce that experience over and over and over. And people, you'll watch both places. The patrons come in and they'll hug the hostess and they'll hug the waiter. They're regulars. Everybody goes there as a regular. So Nino's on Cheshire Bridge. Okay. And La Grotta. Good luck.
Okay. Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
Thank you, Norma.
Bye-bye.
All right. Bye-bye. Let's see. You want to try to squeeze one in?
Yeah.
All right. Let's go for, it's not showing up on my board. Let's see if this is it. Is it Jack and Marietta? Jack, you're on WSB.
Yeah. Hi. Hello. How are you?
Hey,
good.
Jack.
Good, good. Hey, I'm looking for a good Italian hoagie sandwich. I'm from Pittsburgh, and in Pittsburgh there was a place called Danny's Hoagies. They had just the best hoagie ever, and I've yet to find anything that even comes close to being a real Italian hoagie.
Yeah.
I think Ippolito's is maybe the closest I've found.
Yeah.
But they don't even stack up. So where do I get one?
You're talking hoagie, you're talking like Italian beef, or are you talking cold cuts?
I'm talking an oven-baked Italian hoagie. It's got the ham and prosciutto and provolone cheese, pastrami or salami, and it's baked in an oven, and it comes out nice and hot, and they throw onions and tomatoes and lettuce on it. It's just a delicious sandwich.
Yeah, we've been eating a bunch of Woody's cheesesteaks today, and they're famous for their Philadelphia cheesesteaks, and I know this isn't that Italian. I know what you're looking for. You're looking for, I used to spend a lot of time up in the Northeast, and they call them grinders.
It's not even that.
Right? That's a good one. I'm kind of stumped. I'm looking over at Andy. Do you see anything? That may just be one of our holes in the.
It might be unique for Pittsburgh. I don't know.
Yeah, I've spent some time up in Pittsburgh, like Permane Brothers and all that. That just may be one of those holes in our scene. So.
I thought about opening up a Danny Hoagie's franchise down here, but they don't franchise.
Yeah. Well, go get that recipe and let's work on it. Belinda and I will back you.
We'll back you and we'll put you on the air,
and we'll
Jack.
Put you on the air, Jack. I'm sorry, man. I wish I had a better answer on that.
Yeah, well, I've been looking for one for a long time, and they just don't seem to exist out here.
Yeah.
Oh, shoot.
Well, bring it.
You start it, and we'll help you, okay?
Yeah. All right. Sounds good.
All right, Jack.
Thanks for your call, Jack. 49 minutes after 2 o'clock, we're going to take our final break. You're listening to Atlanta Living, only on 95.5 WSB.
The WSB News and Traffic Teams will keep you updated all weekend here on 95.5 WSB. This is Scott Slade, host of Atlanta's Morning News. Listen first thing Monday, too, for those all-important news, weather, and traffic updates. Now back to Atlanta Living with Belinda.
Thank you, Scott. Our final segment on Atlanta Living... David Danzig, I want to thank you so much for spending your Saturday with us.
My pleasure.
And please follow David and his website. All this information will be up on his web. What's up there now?
Yes.
Bites the letter N, sites.net.
Yes.
And
that's my handle on all social media as well. You can follow me on Instagram, Twitter, Facebook. Please follow me.
He eats at all the new and great restaurants.
It's a public service, I like to say. all this consumption. I do it for the listener.
We
I'm a
can't
giver.
Thank you. So he ingests, so
yes,
we
I have
can
a
take advantage.
Big
of.
Heart and a big stomach.
Yes,
it's all for you.
So the Italian hoagie,
yeah.
If you're still listening, that can be found at East 48th Street Deli and Market. I take it that's probably in Marietta. East 48th Street Deli and Market,
that
Italian hoagie. Okay, let's go to our final call. I think that is going to be Martin and Swanee. You have a suggestion for us.
Yes, and you guys are probably familiar with it. It's Armando's in Duluth.
No.
I've never heard you talk about it, but it's really good.
Tell us about
it. Seafood.
You said seafood? Oh, it's a seafood restaurant, Armando's?
Yep. Just Google it and check it out. I'm sure the ratings are through the roof. But I moved up here in '92 and been going, you know, on a regular basis.
Yeah, looks amazing. Armando's Caribe.
Excellent.
Yep.
Yeah, I'll put a link up at bitesandsites.net. Thanks for the tip.
Thank you, Martin. Thank you, David.
Yes.
Follow him, bitesandsites.net. Monica Perez is going to be next. You're listening to Atlanta Living only on 95.5 WSB.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.